So all the bumps you're going to hear this hour are related to entries into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I don't know what took these people this long, but the Doobie Brothers are finally going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this week.
Well, how about that? All right. Where is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, okay. I did not know that.
That's a blast from the past.
Where's the Honky Tonk Hall of Fame? Is that Lafayette?
That'd be Kankton, Louisiana.
Kankton. Okay,
remember
that'd be
Kankton?
Kankton. All right.
Oh, where Jay's Lounge used to be.
All right. Okay. I know that spot. We're talking about getting your home ready for the upcoming holiday season and being as welcoming a host and hostess as possible. The hospitality of entertaining family and friends at your house over the holiday season. And the number one question we've been asked at our website, it's obvious y'all are all getting ready for this holiday season, is what causes the plumbing system backups every time we have guests, and it's always the holiday season? You know, the system never backs up when it's just you and your home. It's only going to be at the most embarrassing of moments, right?
We've had a couple of those.
Yes, we have. That's the price you pay for living in a 65-year-old home. You know, it just comes with the territory. So let me talk to y'all a little bit about how to avoid plumbing backups with guests in the house. And I'm going to get some pushback on this. I know that. But if you'll just trust me on this, okay, don't put anything down a toilet like handy wipes, paper towels, or Kleenex.
How about flushable toilet?
Do not do it. Do not do it.
Wipes.
And I'm going to ask y'all to, if you want to test me, and you say, well, I've been doing it for years and it's never caused a problem. For every one of you that have been doing it for years and not caused a problem, I can show you 20 people that have done it for years and it created a problem. If you'll take those moist wipes and put them on the counter, and a piece of paper towel and put it on the counter, and a Kleenex and put it on the counter, and a little toilet paper and put it on the counter, and then just take a tablespoon of water and pour that water on each one of those products and wait 10 seconds and then try and pick them up. The only one that will self-destruct is the toilet paper. None of those other products will self-destruct on your countertop with contact to water or in your plumbing system. When I asked the Rosie Certified Septic Service Company, A American Septic, what's the biggest problem you see with septic systems? They said, this is the easiest question of the book. It's the handy wipes. They don't break down. Even the ones that say biodegradable, flushable, they don't break down. Now, let me venture into some dangerous territory here. Let me explain to you how a septic system works. You flush everything down the drain, and it goes into this big concrete vault, okay? Now, that concrete vault has two holes in it, three actually, one on each end, way up high near the top, one to allow everything to come in, and then one allow all the liquid to go out. Now, when the liquid goes out, it goes out into these seepage pits that take the liquid down into the ground and into a safe environment where they're just absorbed into the soil, okay? Now, all the solids that have gone down, which includes the handy wipes, the ear cotton swabs, the paper towels, the Kleenexes, all of that, which isn't decomposing, is settling into the bottom of your tank. It makes it almost impossible to get your tank clean when it's time to get it clean. So, don't flush any of those personal hygiene implements down the toilet. Find another way to dispose of them. Now, if you're on a septic tank, when the water's coming out of the tank and into the leach field. The leach field, when you go to bed at night and all of your waste system is resting, that leach field is percolating that moisture into the soil. And it's, in a sense, think of it as drying out. If you have a toilet that's constantly dripping, the flapper isn't sealing, and it's running constantly, that's the number one reason for a plugged seepage pit. You're never letting your seepage pit dry out enough to give it a fresh breath of air. You're drowning it. And once it gets saturated and it can't take any more water, then it will quit taking water and your septic tank will stay full. That is conditions conducive for a very embarrassing situation. So make sure you don't have any leaky faucets and make sure everybody understands the only thing that goes down the toilet is human waste and toilet paper. I don't know how I could say it any more clearly than that.